an Oklahoma connection to the war in Iran. Applications are open for parents looking for a tax credit for private school tuition. And funding is available to cover health needs in rural communities. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma State University announced one of its graduates was among the crew members killed in last week's aircraft crash in Iraq. OSU says U.S. Air Force Major John Alex Klinner earned an MBA last year in OSU's Spears School of Business. Klinner and five others were on the KC-135 refueling aircraft that went down during an incident with another aircraft. The U.S. Central Command says the crash was under investigation, but was not due to hostile or friendly fire. Days after the Oklahoma Secretary of State's office announced the failure of State Question 836, it filed a certification summary with the Oklahoma Supreme Court. And as Lionel Ramos reports, that summary raises questions about why voters won't see the initiative on a ballot.
State Question 836 could have opened Oklahoma's primary elections to all registered voters, regardless of their political party, but it fell about 31,000 signatures short of making it on the ballot. 2024's Senate Bill 518, pushed by Republican leadership, may have stifled that chance by adding stricter requirements for verifying signatures against state voter rolls, disqualifying nearly 58,000 signatures.
State Question 836 was the first major ballot initiative campaign since those changes. And I think the public really wants to know if those changes were helpful or hurtful.
That's Andy Moore with the nonpartisan civic education group Let's Fix This. He says the question not getting a chance to appear before voters should raise eyebrows. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The window to submit applications for Oklahoma's Parental Choice Tax Credit Program is now open. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on the program and what may be on the horizon for it this legislative session.
The program provides families with a tax credit of $5,000 to $7,000 to cover tuition and fees at eligible Oklahoma private schools for the 2025 to 26 school year. Homeschooled students qualify for up to $1,000 in credits. Though the program was billed as a way to help lower-income families afford private school, data from the Oklahoma Tax Commission show more than $56 million was awarded to families with incomes of over $225,000. The program is currently capped at $250 million, but efforts from lawmakers may change that. House Bill 3701 by Republican Representative Chad Caldwell would increase the cap to $300 million. Senate leadership also unveiled its plan last month to redirect $25 million from the Oklahoma Teachers Retirement System to increase the funding cap. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma has released its first public grant application under the Rural Health Transformation Program. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the One Big Beautiful Bill Act created this opportunity.
The program is a five-year, $50 billion investment that became law alongside billions of dollars in reductions to federal Medicaid spending over a decade. Oklahoma received nearly $223.5 million for its first year. Now it's opening up an application for organizations to seek reimbursement for one-time purchases of equipment and other assets. That could include telehealth carts, fitness equipment, and health education and promotion materials. The goal is to improve healthcare access, outcomes, and community wellness in rural communities. Organizations that want to apply must operate in a rural county and serve communities with populations of 55,000 or fewer people. The deadline is April 13th. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.